The Sunday Times Gen Next event in partnership with Yellowwood is now in its 18th year, and we are so excited as CliffCentral.com to be partnering up and having conversations all about the awards. If you want to tune in and find out more, you can do so on www.sundaytimesgennext.co.za. All right, let's get cracking. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to yet another episode of these exciting interviews that we're doing. As you know, we're all amped up. We're excited because it's that time of the year where the Sunday Times Gen Next event is taking place on the 15th of September. We're excited. You should be excited because for the past 2 years, we've only been online. And it's been tough because of COVID, but we are back. We are amped. And we hope that you are as well. My name is Lebang Khosana, and I'm here today not alone. I am sitting with a very, very, very interesting person, a lovely person who goes by the name of Itumeleng Matlaila. And she is the head of marketing for the youth segment at Standard Bank. Welcome, Dumi, to the show. Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much, Lebang, and hello to your wonderful listeners.
Yes, speaking of my listeners, I hope my listeners are as stoked as I am because, of course, the Sunday Times Gen Next event in partnership with Yellowwood is now in its 18th year. That's no child's play. 18 years is a long time. And of course, it is the leading annual youth brand preference and consumer behavioral event. And also, if you can't actually be there in real life, it's okay because you can also tune in online on the 15th of September at 6 p.m. You can do this through www.sundaytimesgennext.co.za. So Dumi is here, the head of marketing for youth segment at Standard Bank. We are in the building. We're ready. How are you feeling about the awards?
I'm stoked. I'm so excited. You know, I think it's an opportunity for us to interact and get to find out how impactful we are in the market, and especially when it comes to the youth.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, Lebang, you know, just thinking about this conversation, I was just, you know, I was just reminded by the fact that Standard Bank is turning 160 years this year. So we're 160.
Yo, I lihudile. You know?
But what that means is actually we used to reinventing ourselves because if you think about it, if a generation is like 20 years, we've been around for 8 generations.
Sure.
You know, so we've been around.
You're the OGs.
Not necessarily. We are relevant to young people. Yeah. So it's always about being relevant to the young people of the day.
Yes.
You know, so we're not doing anything differently. Mm. We're just being relevant. That's how we've been growing.
Of course.
Over the 160 years.
Of course.
By embracing generations and the next generation. So
yes.
It was just so apt for me coming here to think, actually 160 means, you know, 8 generations.
That's a big milestone.
That's a big milestone. It's a big milestone of interacting with young people, being relevant all the time, you know. And, you know, if you think about it, the only thing that's different, because young people are young people.
Yeah, of course.
You know, young people are 100. You know how your parents always say, you're forgetting that I used to be young. So I guess there's common threads. But again, the youth of today have a different, you know, different circumstances, if you think about it, you know, we've got high unemployment. I mean, some of the stats are saying as high as 70%.
Mm.
So they've got big milestones and big things to overcome, right?
Yeah.
They're digital natives, you know, something that is new.
It's new, yes,
you know?
Yes.
And the fourth industrial revolution is upon us. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Hey, so, 4IR, 4IR this, 4IR that.
You know? So I guess, you know, for me, thinking about this conversation, I'm just reminded that, look, we've been at this game for 8 generations or more. We're 160 years old and we're going to continue being relevant to the next generation.
You've got this.
We got this.
I love that energy. Dumi, why is this partnership so important to your brand? I mean, this is an opportunity to really engage Lebana and with the future technically. So why is something like this so important?
You know, the world is data driven. And what we like about the Gen Next is it's data. It's not opinions. It's not what we think. It's actually the youth telling brands where they place them, right? So I think I like that impartiality, the fact that it's holding up a mirror and showing us what the young people of our country are saying to us.
Yeah.
And therefore giving us an opportunity to go back into another year and improve, sustain what's working, and improve where improvements are made.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's great, a great opportunity to get data.
Of course. How important is youth marketing, particularly to Standard Bank?
I think it's critical. Look, to any brand, to any organization, for us particularly, we recognize that Africa is young. And by young, I mean our population is young, you know. So it's important for us to reach out to the majority of the population on our continent,
of course,
in our country.
Of course.
And I think going back to my earlier point, that's what we've been doing all along. We've been making sure that we are relevant as generations come and go. And it's just as important as it was, you know, for us to remain relevant and to grow like we have been. We just need to continue attracting new people, which in our case, it's young people.
It's young people. But do we, how do you guys do it? I mean, without giving away too much, but to be 160 years old, I mean, that is, firstly, congratulations. But how do you keep reinventing yourself in such a way that the youth can still see themselves in you guys? That's phenomenal.
So I won't give away the the family jewels.
Don't give us the seven spices. No, no, no. We just want the, you know, the overall.
And, you know, obviously I can't speak for the 160 years I wasn't at the bank. I've just joined recently. But I can tell you the heart of the organization. You know, I find that at Standard Bank, what we do, it's not, you know, to make the most money. But there is real intention and real passion. I mean, our internal statement is that Africa is our home. We drive her growth.
Wow.
So that's what drives our organization, doing the right thing. You know, we're too big, not too big in a bad way. I'm just saying we're a significant organization and a significant and powerful brand. And, you know, like they say in Spider-Man, with, you know, with great power comes great responsibility.
Yes, girl.
So we take our responsibility seriously. We recognize that for economies to grow, we play a significant part. I spoke about youth unemployment. For that to change, actually, a bank like Standard Bank has to get into the ring.
For sure.
Fold, you know, not fold its arms, but get down there
and do something
and
about
partner
it
with society
exactly
to change the circumstances of young people.
I love that. Yo, hi, you guys are with us, Mos. You're one of us. Clearly, you have some youth offerings, right, at Standard Bank. What are those offerings at the moment, and how can the youth get more involved with these offerings that you guys have at Standard Bank?
So there's practical ways, like we've got transactional accounts. I guess like any financial services
for
institution.
Sure.
So we've got the Someone account, and that account is for everyone under the age of 16. We need to start them young.
Yes, of course, of course.
And from 17 and up, we've got the MIMO account, you know, and I mean, we recognize that young people are not working. So for instance, the Someone account, there's no transactional fees.
Okay, you know, good.
Which is great.
Yeah.
And the MIMO, less than half tiger, less than 5 rand.
Oh, nice.
You know? So, I mean, that's very minimal. So it's also recognizing the audience, the segments,
and their needs,
servicing. And dealing with money, you can never get away from money without talking about savings.
Yeah.
So we do have savings accounts. We've got the Pure Safe. We've got several savings accounts. And in fact, we, you know, we encourage people to go to standardbank.co.za just to see the various options that we have there. What's exciting me this year is that we've recently launched a new platform called Plugged In.
Okay.
Because we want to plug in our youth.
Of course.
With opportunities, right? And Plugged In, I mean, the young people can engage with Plugged In from as early as grade 9 because there's personality tests there that can help them figure out what career choice will be suitable for them, which subjects they need to choose.
Wow.
So we've got things like those. We've got psychometric assessments and basically like a whole host of things. So even CV writing, preparing yourself for an interview.
Hectic.
From start to finish. So we're plugging the youth with opportunities, basically. So it's about transacting, but also how do you improve yourself? How do you improve your employability or, you know, being able to start your own organization. And
yes.
And you know what they say? It starts with you.
Mm.
You know, you need to know yourself to be able to go out there. And I think that's what this is doing, you know, in the world of wellness and all that. I think it starts with young people understanding who they are, understanding where they'll thrive. That's superpower, right?
Yes.
And we encourage our young people to go get plugged in.
Yeah.
Again, they go to standardbank.co.za and they'll be able to follow the link there.
That is so exciting. I remember being in grade 9 and just sort of being stuck and just thinking to myself, what do I do now? Like, I'll just go through school and then get like on. But like, this sounds like you're really thinking for that young person who maybe doesn't think in that linear way, who could get, you know, more value from how to write a CV, how to equip yourself with this, is that early on. So that by the time they get to that stage in their lives, they've been at it for a while. That is amazing.
Absolutely. And we're also excited about the 10% Millionaires campaign.
Okay.
And for me, I think that's a significant program because it's relevant to the society of today.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
People and young people can sometimes lose hope, think unemployment is so high.
Mm.
You know, how will my case be different?
Mm.
I know somebody who's got a degree and still couldn't find work.
Mm, many of them, actually.
You know? Mm. So I think what we're trying to tap into was that hope.
Yeah.
To say, listen, you know, you don't have to have a million today, but at least aim for 10% of that million.
Oh my
you know?
Goodness. Yes. Yes.
Partner with us, start somewhere. Mm. You know, a journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step.
Mm.
You know, just do 10%. If you want to make 10,000 rand a month, just push for that 1,000.
I'm telling you.
How do you get that 1,000? Is it an online business? Is it learning a new skill?
Mm.
You know, what is it that you can do to reach the 10% of your goal?
Yes.
Right? And then we build it up from there.
Yes.
So as an organization, we've created that movement for young people and we give opportunities. You know, people can come, they get stands and they can sell, showcase their wares at our events.
Mm.
We go above the line and showcase. I mean, we've got a young lady.
Mm.
I think she's probably like under 10, one of our 10% millionaires, you know, a 10 PMer.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, you know, it doesn't go according to age.
Mm.
You know, you don't have to wait to graduate to become a 10% millionaire.
Yes.
You know, you can start tapping into your talents while you're studying, of course. I'm a mom. I can't.
You have to stay in school, kids.
You must still study.
But
these things can run in parallel.
For sure.
The young people are living in a different time where they can do all these things while they're studying.
Yeah.
And open up their own organizations and monetize their skills and talents.
Yes.
So for me, I think if your listeners forget everything I said, I think the 10% millionaire movement for me is moving the needle because we're giving hope where hope is needed the most.
Mm.
You know, and we're saying, make this what it can be for yourself.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And and partner with us so that when you are that millionaire,
don't forget, you know, don't forget who put you on.
Don't forget who supported you. The transactional account to say over to come to us. You know, when you save that million, just think of the bank that was there for you.
Exactly. I love that. That is so dope, guys, because when you think about an idea, if you want to do the full goal, it can be overwhelming. But if you can take that goal and just say, hey, let me start with the 10% and then keep adding and adding, you will definitely get there. That approach is brilliant.
It is brilliant. And, you know, in fact, if you speak to billionaires and millionaires, they'll tell you the hardest was their first million or their first billion.
I can't wait to say that. The hardest was my first billion, but you know, I made it.
I can't wait to say that. But just think about it in life. Even like the hardest is getting that first job, getting that first degree, post-grad, you know.
It's in.
So, and I think that's the undeniable truth.
Mm.
You know, the courage to begin.
Mm.
I think that's the greatest courage. Mm. And we're saying, let's hold your hand, you know, as you begin.
Yes.
And once you get started, you're going to fly.
Hmm. Standard Bank. Y'all are hectic. Dumi, walk me through some of the limitations that you guys face when it comes to marketing to the youth. I mean, we spoke about it a bit earlier. They are an interesting bunch. They do so many things. They can wear so many hats. They can do a lot. And that must come with some challenges. What are some of the limitations that you face when it comes to youth marketing?
You know, I think we just see everything as an opportunity.
Okay.
You know, we're just talking about COVID offline now in terms of, you know, every challenge has opportunities. So I think that's how we choose to look at it. You know, we could easily say, shucks, in our country, in our nation, we have a challenge of youth unemployment. But we're saying, no, we have an opportunity to build hope. You know, with Standard Bank, we say it can be. So it's sort of saying your dreams can be true. So I don't, we don't, you know, take a step back and say, sure, what are our challenges? But what we do every day is saying, what are the opportunities that are out there? How do we maximize them and, you know, and support our young people? You know, how do we drive Africa's growth every day? You know, and I must say, this is one of the most meaningful companies and jobs I've ever had. You know, I get paid to change people's lives. And it's amazing. And that's just on a personal note. You know, it's so amazing when your values are aligned to the work that you do.
Of course, of course.
And everything we do is to uplift young people.
It doesn't feel like a job anymore.
It doesn't feel like a job.
Yeah.
We're changing lives.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
We're creating at least 10% millionaires.
10% nyana.
It's 10% nyana. You know?
It's 10%
nyana. And I look forward because the 10% movement was obviously launched earlier this year. So I look forward to, what do we say, 10 years later?
Exactly.
Or 10 months later to see, you know, our millionaires.
Yes.
Right?
No, shout out to you guys. I love that. Oh, okay, Tumi, before you go, on the 15th of September, the Sunday Times Gen X are hosting its very, very anticipated interactive showcase. Now, this is the part, obviously, where the youth can come and engage with the brands, like face-to-face, one-on-one. What can the youth look forward to at the Standard Bank section?
So we're looking forward to exposing, exhibiting our plugged-in platform. So it will be a demo of note. We encourage our young people to come get plugged in, right? So there'll be personality tests happening. There'll be career matchmaking. We even have, and I hope I say this right, the caricature artist.
Ah, yes, that's the one.
That will do an artistic representation of people's personalities.
Awesome.
Right? Yeah. How awesome is that? We're going to have brain teasers. So it will be edutainment.
Basically.
I think, basically.
That sounds nice. No, I'll definitely come by and hopefully also get a caricature of my personality. That sounds very exciting.
You know, people in higher places, of course, just say, to Miss Chomi.
Hello, I'm inside. When I get to the door, if I don't have a ticket, I'm going to say, hello, Chomi Atumi.
Yeah.
Come on.
Just like that, Ngwana.
Love it. So don't forget, if you're listening right now and you also want to participate on the 15th of September at 6 p.m., you are more than welcome to tune in at www.sundaytimesgennext.co.za. Thank you so much, Aus Itumeleng Mataila, for joining me. She's the head of marketing for the youth segment at Standard Bank. Now, if you were listening to this, then you are probably as moved as I am. This bank is actually doing the things. They're not just saying it, but they are actually doing it and living it. And you can come see for yourself at their stand at the awards. So Tumi, thank you so much.
Thank you very
much. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. We'll see you next time.
Okay, bye
bye.